Hi, it's Robin Sharma. Welcome to this podcast, which I call What Makes a Leader. I get a lot of calls from the media or people asking me at seminars and workshops, really, what's the difference between a manager and a leader? What are the key attributes of a leader? Is a leader just someone who runs an organization, or is everyone throughout an organization or throughout a family or throughout a community a leader, which I totally believe to be true. And I just wanted to share with you some of the key aspects or traits of an effective leader or even a great leader. And the first thing I want to share is I truly believe that leadership is the privilege of every human being walking the planet. One of my clients is Nike, and as part of their organizing values, they have this whole notion that everyone on the planet is an athlete, and their mission is to serve the athletes of the world. And so kind of borrowing from that a little bit, I believe that if you are breathing oxygen or if you are walking the planet, then you are a leader. And it might not be a leader of an organization, but you still have the ability to walk out in the world each day and make a difference and to show up fully. Someone who's in a restaurant at the front line, maybe behind the counter or as a server, can show leadership by treating people well, by making sure that the restaurant looks great. Someone within a home, let's say a mother or a father, can show leadership by understanding that part of their duty is to develop the best potential within their children and to create a great home culture. Someone walking down the street can show leadership by wearing a smile on their face, by being a little bit kinder, by taking care of the environment, and in doing so, show leadership within their community. So leadership is really something that each of us has the privilege to do. So I want to give you some specific examples of what great leaders do. And the first idea that comes to mind is the importance of having a compelling cause or some kind of a main aim or a vital destiny. A while ago, I had the great pleasure of meeting Shimon Peres. When he was visiting my city, I actually went down with my father. I took my father along. I had initially met Mr. Peres in Israel when I was there on a speaking tour. And he had come into Toronto, where I live, and I had the opportunity to have some one-on-one time with him. And I asked Shimon Peres, who, as you know, is a former Israeli prime minister and a Nobel Prize winner, I said, you know, what's the most important thing in life? And he looked at me and he said, Robin, to live for something more important than yourself. And I think that says it all. I think ultimately we get what makes a great life is not what we get from life, but what we give. And I think sustained fulfillment comes by finding some kind of cause, some kind of aspect of life that's going to get you out of bed every morning and then walking out in the world and making it happen. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, he said, if you have not discovered something you are willing to die for, then you're not fit to live. So you definitely want to articulate some kind of a mission for your life. The second thing that I remember Shimon Peres saying to me is he said, Robin, if you eat three times a day, you'll be fed. If you read three times a day, you'll be wise. And he has such a lust for learning. I met him, he was 82 years old, and he was talking about the books that he was reading. He says, I read all the time. I said, when don't you read? He said, I'm reading all the time, every day. I make hours each day to read. I'd say a second aspect of leadership is developing people. I spent some time with one of my favorite people a little while ago. His name's Fraser Wilson, and he's the CEO of a company called Omni Healthcare, which is one of our much valued clients here at Sharma Leadership International. And I remember him offering a phrase to me when we were together last, and he said, Robin, I think it's so important that leaders do good by their people. And I think what he meant by that is make sure that you create an organization where it's safe to be human. Make sure you create an organization where people feel good about coming to work every day. Make sure as a leader you create an organization where people can talk and communicate openly and have fun and can learn and are really not afraid to fail. In my book, Leadership Wisdom from the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, there's a line that has resonated with a lot of people. And it's simply this: the greatest privilege of leadership is the chance to elevate lives. And kind of hitchhiking off of what Fraser, again, CEO of Omni Healthcare, said to me, the greatest privilege of leadership is really developing people. And it's not only within the organization, doing good by the people that you're working with, but it's without the organization. In other words, doing good by your clients and your customers, standing for something higher, building a noble company, building a great reputation. Some more ideas to help you be a better leader, no matter what you do, no matter what your position is, whether you're a mother, a poet, a top entrepreneur, a prime minister. Be disciplined. And I think of Gandhi when I talk about discipline. I mean, he was a man who was incredibly disciplined. And it's so important to have discipline. It's so important to do things like getting up early, eating well, being honest, being impeccable with your word, being excellent in everything that you're doing. So being disciplined is so important. One of my friends, Nito Cobain, a great speaker, has this line. He says, the price of discipline is always less than the pain of regret. Another idea to be a better leader is all about patience and persistence. I have a lot of clients, they're building successful organizations or they're building successful high-performing teams, and they want to get to the top of the mountain now. And I think part of the greatest lessons of life is this whole notion of patience and persistence. And the leader that comes to mind there is Nelson Mandela. He spent 27 years on Robben Island working on his philosophy, working on his character, working on his dream, never losing sight of the goal. And one day he got out, and he was an old man because he'd been in prison for so many years, and he got out, and he led his country to freedom. And then the final idea I want to share with you when it comes to what makes a leader is simply integrity and moral authority. I spend a lot of time on CEO panels around the world, and people often ask me, Robben, you know, what are the traits of leadership? And the one that I always speak of first is this whole notion of just walking your talk, making sure that your video is aligned with your audio, making sure that you're congruent and consistent. In other words, the values that you espouse are actually the values that you live, so that you're living your truth. And my dad comes to mind. I mean, my dad is a great human being. And my dad once said to me, Robben, it could take you 30 years to build your reputation and 30 seconds to lose it. Never do anything that you would not be happy to see on the front page of your local newspaper. To me, those are some of the ideas in terms of leadership and living your greatest life.